Come for the wine and stay for the sands. It's time for Wine and Sands with your hosts, Crispy and Jen.
Christy and Jen here on WLLS Radio or iTunes, wherever you're listening to our fine voices right now.
We're everywhere. There's no telling. You could have found us in some back alley website. Who knows?
Don't ever say back alley again.
Why?
Because it brings up memories.
That's where alleys are, in the back.
I guess you're right, I guess.
I don't get it.
No. I have to apologize. We did not plan on missing a show last week. I really wanted to do a show last week, but then I died. And I had I had strep throat so bad. I had never had throat pain like that in my entire life. It was just like nothing was killing the pain in my throat. So I could hardly get words out. It would have been ugly. And I probably would have infected Christy over the microphone, so...
By proxy, yeah.
By proxy.
Just having this conversation is making me feel itchy-throated.
I can't ever remember a time barring major surgery, and I think I didn't even stay in bed that long after major surgery. I was solidly in bed for 7 days. I did not get out of bed. It's crazy.
What kind of germs your kids bringing home over there?
You know what? I'm not a person that gets sick at all. I've had a lung infection constantly, I think, since Halloween.
Wow.
It's crazy. But I'm done. I've declared it over, so it better not come back. So if I sound more nasal than usual, I know I already do sound nasal. If I sound more nasal, I apologize. It's my mucus.
Oh, is that all?
It's all. Just my mucus.
Now I'm picturing that big old mucus guy from the
Yes,
commercial.
I have the mucus puppet. He comes out, he's all angry. He's like, yeah. And then I'm like,
he's like
Mucinex.
Walking in the movie theater.
Yeah,
exactly.
I took I did a little bit of robo tripping this weekend accidentally. Yes. And let me tell you, I can see why people do it because that was
hell is robo tripping?
Okay, robo tripping. You obviously don't watch Intervention. Is how people get high on the D in the DM of cough medicine, the dextromorphin or whatever the hell it's called. And people, they call it robo-tripping. People will suck down bottles of Robitussin and get high on it. It's super high. You get crazy high on it. And that's why they lock up the good cough medicine now. So,
I thought you made meth out of it or something. I don't know.
No, it's the dextrotrimorphin. I don't know. Somebody smart will know. It's the D in the DM. And I got me some industrial strength DM cough syrup. And I gave myself a little extra because I have these coughing spasms that are just unreal, and I really needed some sleep, so I gave myself a little extra, and then I chased it with some Benadryl.
Girl. Nice.
Girl, I have never been so happy as I was that 20 minutes before I passed out.
I can't take Benadryl. It literally makes me psycho. Like, it makes me psycho. I don't know what it is that's in there that makes me crazy.
It makes my kid psycho. I'm so sensitive to medication. If I take like one or one Tylenol PM, I'm out for like 2 days. I'll have a hangover for days. But my kids become like crackheads on it. They just like climb in the walls. It gives them tons of energy. Like it works either way for people.
No, it knocks me out, but I'm psycho before I'm out. Like. Oh. I literally, 1 second, yeah, I'll be, like, playing cards, having a great time, and then all of a sudden, I'm, like, losing my shit, and then I just knock out. I'm just, boom, done. Then there's, like, no control. I can't even control it when I go to sleep. It's just a complete, like, narcolepsy moment of just, and there's no alcohol involved or anything. It just makes me crazy.
Wow.
I can't.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is in there.
Never. We'll have a Benadryl fight. I'll be like, stop it.
So we'll note to self,
note
never
to self,
Benadryl
no
around each
Benadryl.
Other.
Well, yeah. If we do, we have to film it. Somebody's got to video that.
Speaking of fucking crazy, I need to rant just a little bit.
Oh, go on,
if
girl.
That's okay.
Go on. That's what we're here for.
So, you know, you've been to my house.
Yeah. Okay?
I've never talked about this with you, and I don't know why. It really surprises me, because dealing with the things that you deal with, but I have a next-door neighbor, and she's directly next door to me, and she's a nightmare on every level. She is horrible. She is horrible. She screams at her kids 24 hours a day. She is from, I don't know, New Jersey or something. She's renting the house. And we know the people who own it. They were like our best friends. And we're like, how could you rent this house to these people? They're horrible. Horrible. She yanks on them. She pushes them. And that's bad and all. But then there's the issue of the bus stop at the morning.
Oh, yeah. Bus stop drama is my favorite. Speak on it, girl.
God. She has never, in the history of me taking those kids to the bus stop, ever been on time to the bus stop.
And she expects you to hold the bus?
Oh, so here's what happens.
Oh, girl, I've been down this road.
We're the first stop of the morning for this guy. So when I pull in, I pull up to the bus stop. I see him down the street just hanging out. So he just kind of hangs out until it gets close to time to pick up the kids. So what I do, and I do this on purpose, is drive up, because if you keep going straight, you go into a cul-de-sac. So I do a U-ey and come back down. Because what happens is the bus comes, the kids load up. This bitch is pulling out of her driveway when I'm pulling into our driveway. So she drives down to the bus stop, and by the time she gets there, the bus has turned around in the cul-de-sac and is ready to come back, but she flags the bus down and stops the bus. And if you haven't left yet, then you're sitting there waiting for her to unload her kids while she's screaming at them at the top of her lungs, grabbing them, yanking them, pulling them to the bus stop, because it's their fault that their mom doesn't have her shit together. You know, so they're rushed. And whose fault is that? The mom.
Right.
These kids are like in maybe first. Well, that's a whole other issue I'll get with in a minute. But, and they're two little girls and they're adorable. And she loads them onto the bus, and then she stands there and talks to the bus driver for like 2 minutes. And we're all just sitting there waiting. So I've made it a point to make sure I've pulled up far enough so that when the bus comes, Jay gets out of the car, gets into the bus, and I wait for all the other kids. And once they've loaded up into the bus, I drive away. Even if the bus hasn't left, if they're starting to get up onto the bus and I know that's all the kids, then I drive off. I'm not mm-hmm. driving in front of the bus or passing it. It's way, you know, behind me, so I know I can go.
Right.
Well, lately, first what starts happening is she's barreling around the corner, hauling ass because she's late, with no lights on.
Damn.
So I've almost hit her a couple of times because, you know, I'm in a big Jeep and I can't see, you know, there's a couple of blind spots if you're turning corners. I've come close to hitting her several times. Then if she shows up before I can take off, she swerves over to my side of the road and parks in front of me so I can't move.
Oh, that bitch. Hold
up. And she's done that a few times. Or she stops right next to a car that's in front of me that I could easily, you know, that's parked on the side of the road that I would plan on passing. Oh, no, she stops on the other side of the road and opens all her car doors so that you can't get through while she unloads her kids. One day she did that. The kids were gone. Everybody was getting ready to leave. And there are cars behind me trying to leave, too, because they've all worked the cell. We're all on the same team, you know?
I'm sorry. I don't understand the driving to the bus stop thing.
What do you mean?
That is foreign to me.
Why?
Well, here, and even it was even like this when I was a kid, that the bus stops on every corner, and you walk to your bus stop from your house. It's usually only like
Our
20,
stops,
30 feet.
No. Ours stops in the front of the neighborhood, and it's still dark. The bus comes at, like, 6:40.
Hell no. So, our bus comes at like 8:20.
Oh no. So the one time she did it where she blocked everybody from being able to drive because her doors were open, I was trying to squeeze through. Mm-hmm. So she let her kids through. She comes around to the back of her car, which I couldn't see her. It's dark. And she comes around while I'm trying to inch my way in between her car and the parked car. And she comes around from the back of her car and goes, "Stop!" and like almost slams her hand down on my Jeep, but then doesn't.
Oh, and I dare her to touch your Jeep. I dare her.
I am just ready to lose my
shit. I'm surprised you didn't jump out of the car.
You have no idea. This because children are present. Really. Children are present. And that's all I have to tell my children are present. Children are present. Children are present. She is horrible. Horrible. All she does is scream at her kids. It's embarrassing. Like, we're hanging out outside, enjoying the weather. We're watching Jay play baseball. And I'm riding my bike and walking my dog. Oh, and she's like, "Lola, you know, my dog is the sweetest dog on the freaking planet. And I don't put her on a leash when I'm just standing around outside." So she just kind of walks around and loves everybody. She, you know, her little girls were out in the front yard. And Jay was, I guess, talking to one of them. And Lola was with Jay. And she comes running out there, "Get your fucking dog."
Wow.
I was like,
yeah, because
oh,
Lola is a bloodthirsty baby eater.
She's
that
the
dog
most
is like a powder innocent puff.
Oh my gosh, she's like a little docile, like, I mean, she's a mid-sized dog, but she's like a collie mix. I mean, she's the sweetest little face. I was like, my dog, it wouldn't hurt a fly.
No, my dog is a powder puff, and your dog is comatose compared to my dog.
Yeah, it's just like, and it's horrible, because every morning when I take the kids to the bus stop, I come back, and I'm like, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to hold it. And I've contained it for so long that I'm afraid that when I finally lose my cool, it's going to get ugly.
Well, you just got to go over there and be like, you got to go on off hours and be like, "Listen, there's a problem." And I'm going to go woman to woman.
People have tried talking to her. People have tried to talk to her about this. Like, she won't
listen. Then you're going to have to have an outburst. You're going to have, you know what? And what will happen, because this has happened to me. I've been pushed to the brink, and I've had my words, and usually people start the slow clapping as you walk back to your car.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wouldn't sweat that. And I don't think you're going to hit her between the eyes, so I wouldn't worry about children being there. Just don't call her a cunt, and you'll be fine.
I'll try. I'm not making any promises. We were renaming one of our wireless networks, and
Jane's a bitch.
It was quit yelling at your kids, be on time for the bus stop for once, or Jack Mehoff, and we ended up with Jack Mehoff.
That's awesome.
It was a hard decision, though. We were like,
now I gotta change my network name to make it funny. Mine is so lame.
What is it?
It's SFAM1.
Oh, SFAM.
Yeah.
So that's my rant, and the reason why I'm telling all of you this is because there is a chance that you could see me in some sort of mugshot capacity in the future. And
you're all being called as witnesses, character witnesses for Christy in her trial.
Snapped, yep. Because it would be an episode of Snapped. Like, oh, hell no. Oh. Like, I can't. I will not deal with you, not one more second.
I don't bus stop anymore. And you know what? Nobody in this neighborhood really does bus stop anymore because we're all so over the drama. Like, my oldest and my youngest go to the same, our schools here are messed up. My oldest and my youngest go to the same school, so she can handle him at the bus stop and get on the bus.
Yeah.
And my middle goes to a different school across town, and her bus comes so late, I have to drive her anyway. So I don't deal.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Well, this is the other weird thing about her. She has two girls. One of them was in first grade, and one of them was in kindergarten. She held the oldest one back and now dresses them like twins.
Yeah, this lady's cray.
Yeah.
She's whack.
Whack-a-doodle for days. Like, and she's right next door to us. Right next door.
I'm just trying to imagine my daughters if I was like, okay, because my daughters aren't even 2 years apart. They're very close. And I'm just wondering if I'm like, if I went to them and I was like, okay, girls, Gabby, you're going to be held back, and I'm going to dress you guys like twins. They would probably punch me
Can you imagine? Well, these girls, I don't think, are old enough to truly get how fucked up it is. But oh my God, can you imagine the psychology cases these girls are going
to
have?
I'm just trying to present, because my kids aren't that much older. They're second and fourth grade. I just can't imagine presenting that to them. I mean, I'm trying to talk them into perhaps sharing a room. If we get a house right. that doesn't have enough space. I mean, a 4-bedroom house is a lot for me to afford. And right. they're like, no, I hate her.
Yeah, and then her and her husband, all they do is, here's the stickler.
Oh, tell me.
I was not a privy to this conversation, but my neighbor had this conversation with her, and my neighbor, bless her heart, is one of the sweetest girls on the planet. I mean, I cringed when I saw her lose her shit, because she was talking about this and going, oh my God. So this crazy bitch let her husband get a motorcycle. And my neighbor made the comment to her that, you know, she noticed that her husband got a motorcycle, and she said, yeah, she's like, there was a stipulation though, that if he gets a motorcycle, I get to have another kid. And she was like, no.
Who would want, first of all, what kind of mental patient wants more kids?
I mean, I can't. First of all, they hate each. I mean, her. I don't even know how. And they must have a lot of makeup sex, because all they do is bitch at each other constantly. I mean, that's all I hear when we're in the garage, and like, it's embarrassing. Like, we just sit there and listen to that, and it's like, God, just shut up. You know, just shut up. She screams at her kids. He's screaming at her. She's screaming at him. I'm like, how much fun is that house? Like, seriously. You, there's no smudging that's going to clean that energy out. You're just going to have to just knock that whole
thing
down.
You just have to burn the whole bush in
there. Yeah. I'm just like, God, it's horrible. Horrible. And when she said that she wants to have more kids, I was like, oh, hell, I will call Child Protective Services before that happens.
You're casting like an infertility spell.
We actually have a recording of her. That's how bad it is. And we've considered like turning it in.
Wow.
It's that bad. It is horrible. Just, and you can hear it in our house. You can hear her yelling. It's awful.
Damn.
Like, awful. When she's outside, she's calling her kids. Or it's like, and never, you know, and then some people are like, well, is it because she's from New Jersey and it's a different culture? I'm like, no. Just because you're New Jersey, you might be loud, but you're not psycho, you know? She's psycho. I mean, just horrible. So yeah, so that's happening.
Wow.
And it's coming. I mean, you know, we alternate weeks, and so I get a break from it, and he takes them 1 week and I take them 1 week. And so I don't realize how bad it is. I kind of forget in that week.
You get amnesia.
And then I get Monday morning rolls around, and I'm sitting there, and here she comes when I'm trying to get, and I'm like, like, oh, it just, yeah. It's going to happen.
And you thought it was weird that I flip off black minivans just because. It's because of women like that.
She's awful. That's my Muffy.
That's your Muffy.
Yeah.
That's right.
I have a couple of Muffies. One doesn't live here and one lives there, and it's just not fun.
No. You got a Muffy, a Hillary, and a Trixie, just like me.
Mm-hmm.
Damn bitches.
Yeah.
So what else is going on in the world?
That's my rant. A lot of stuff.
Well,
how come I can't remember one damn thing?
Well, we got Bobby Christina, we got Bruce Jenner, we got Brian Williams, the Grammys happened last night.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is it wrong of me to say that this whole Brian Williams thing is being way over-exaggerated?
We are on different ends of the spectrum there. But I think it's being under-exaggerated what he did, because there are anchors that have been fired and shamed, like Dan Rather, for much less. And what he did was not only horrible, but he tried to silence, 10 years ago when the soldiers tried to set the record straight, he basically told the journalists, if they run the story, I'm blackballing you for the future. He used his power to keep it quiet. And then finally, an independent news agency listened to these guys and put it out there. And there's a local news guy here in Chicago that was in a helicopter wreck many years ago, reporting like the traffic or something. And he wrote a letter, an open letter to Brian Williams, and he's like, this wreckage you're looking at is the helicopter that crashed that I was in, and I'm sorry, I couldn't misremember whether this had happened to me or not.
That's true. I haven't really read a lot of it. All I was a privy to was that he, like, fudged, like, he was, like, over-exaggerating things, and I'm thinking, who doesn't over-exaggerate stories?
No, but he completely fabricated this. He wasn't near anything that got shot down. He wasn't in the same hemisphere as anything that got shot down.
See, I thought that he was, some of that happened, but he was just exaggerating on it.
No, what had happened was, that was his first statement. The first statement he said was that, hey, you know, this happened. I misremember. I was in a convoy. One of the choppers got hit. And by RPG, and I just mistakenly thought it was my chopper, which is a half-assed, stupid answer.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Implying that he had been somewhere, you know, a part of a convoy that had been shot at. And then the soldiers came out and said, nobody got caught fire. Nobody. It was a transport that was totally normal, no drama, nothing happened. And then it blew up.
Mm-hmm.
And as of right now, he's taken himself off the air because he's just getting murdered in the press. As he should. As he should.
I can't, like, I know this sounds really stupid and weird, but, like, you know, when you talk about this or you talk about Bill Cosby, you talk about these people that when you see them, like, that fall from grace, that part of you that just wants to feel kind of sorry for them and that they went and they got away with it for so long that it probably became their truth. You know what I mean?
No, I totally believe you. Yeah.
And then you see it like crash and burn like that, like literally and not literally, but you know,
yeah,
it's just like, oh, you just, I mean, I don't feel sorry for Bill Cosby and what, you know, what he did, but to see somebody who thought he was above so much, above the law, above humans, and to see that realization happening that guy's, you know, there's what, 37 women now? I mean, to see now this guy's got military, you know, coming up and saying, you're a liar, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, to get away with it for so long and then to realize that now it's coming to surface. It's just, you almost feel sorry for them in a way, like, oh, you really thought that was done, right? Like,
right.
It's just almost it's a cringe that I just get when I, you know, when every time a woman comes to the front.
Oh, and there was a new one this week. And I was like, damn, no. This one happened on the Cosby show. I was like, okay, this has got to stop.
No, I mean, it's like, I just, at what point is, what can be done, you know, as these women come forward, you wonder, you know, what can be done about it? Is it too long? What charges can they file? How do they prove it, you know?
All that can happen at this point, I think, is publicly shaming him into being a recluse, but he's just kind of balls out, I'm doing my shows and I don't care, you know?
Yeah.
Which is equally disgusting. I don't know.
But it is, and that's what's so crazy about it, is that he truly believes his own hype. Like, he is, I think he lives in some crazy-ass part of his head that he is above all this, and whatever he's saying is, like, that delusion he's saying is really the truth, you know?
It's the Kanye West syndrome.
Oh, God, that guy.
Oh, I have a hard time here's one where I do have a hard time reconciling this, because he was a revolutionary in the art of popular music 10 years ago and beyond that, before his accident and everything. He was behind the scenes then, but a lot of the innovations in music are because of Kanye. But then he became a complete wingnut, and I can't stand the guy now, and it's very hard for me. I mean, I listen to Kanye every day when I run.
I can't even put him in any kind of talented category. For me, his behavior has completely wiped out any and all. I can't listen to his music at all. I can't listen to his voice.
See, I can't go past late registration. Anything he did after late registration, I can't listen to because of him. Because you're exactly right.
I can't listen to any of it. I can't listen to any of it because he has completely ruined me of his own. And that's what's so sad. I mean,
what do
you think
about happened
somebody...
there? What do you think? Because he, when you think back to his, you know, late registration and before then, when he first broke after his accident and everything, he was a rather humble and grounded guy. And then all of a sudden, the fashion career took off. And then his mom died. And he became this ego beast that, you know, thinks Kim Kardashian is a good idea to procreate with.
You know what, though? I mean, think about it. I mean, I'm going to throw this big allegedly out there, but he's gay as the day is long. We all know that. I have some really juicy story on him I just found out about. But he's gay as gay can be. And he can't come out.
Yeah.
He can't come out. He can't come out. He, I think, is so insecure and so, because only people that truly need, like, constant validation have egos that like that.
But it's not even his validation. He's got this creepy obsession with us accepting Beyonce as the second coming of Christ. Don't you find that weird? Like,
no,
he doesn't...
because what is... He hasn't been up for anything. Jay-Z hasn't, I mean, he's witness to his inner circle losing. And for him, that is like,
And it seems like he takes up for another man's wife more than he takes up for his own.
Well, what is she going to get a category of? Best peed porno. I mean,
she is horrible. She's the worst. Especially when she's, like, laughing as he's going off on Beck and how the Grammys need to respect real artists and Beck should have given back his Grammy. And I'm like, who are you? Do you realize that everything you thought you innovated, Beck made at first?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Poor Beck, man. He's just a quiet guy that likes to make good music. And who's to say that Beck isn't? You know what? Because you're not into hip-hop? You're not into contemporary music? I don't understand. A lot of Beck's stuff has hip-hop in it, so what is he talking about?
He doesn't. He's only talking about because he thinks somebody's great, then that's the person that should just win. It isn't about,
and like, his performance. Did you see his performance? Not the one with McCartney.
I didn't like any of them. They are all just ridiculous.
The one he performed by himself was probably the worst thing I'd ever heard. It was terrible.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm sorry to have my coughing fit.
It's okay. I think that he is so ass backwards. Like, he is ass backwards. I mean, I just heard from a guy who I know that lives somewhere who has a boyfriend, is married to him, but also does drag shows.
Yes.
In a very, very large city. And was in full drag in an elevator, and here comes Kanye in the elevator, and groped him, tried to kiss him, said he loved him, and was like, I'm married, and held up his ring, and he didn't care. No one care.
No one care.
No one care about that, but he's like, so gross. Yeah, he was so grossed out and repulsed by Kanye. He's just he is living a lie.
I just don't like that.
And
why are the critics? I heard a really respected critic here in Chicago, Greg Kot, get on TV this morning and back up Kanye. I was like, really? Really? Now we're going to age shame Madonna? We're going to age shame AC/DC, who were the two best acts of the night? We're going to age shame ELO, because it's supposed to be, quote, about contemporary music? Bogus.
I don't understand. I mean, where is it that, I mean, I don't know. I mean, are people saying that, like, hip hop and rap isn't getting its due exposure, its due celebration? Or are they just saying anything that's not rap or hip hop shouldn't win? Like, I don't understand.
I think it's the
general
disconnect people have that don't understand what the Grammys are. They think because somebody is popular and sells a crap ton of albums, they should win. They think it's a popularity contest when that's the American Music Awards or Billboard.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to awards, I don't pay attention to shit like this, but when I was watching that, And all those people that were nominated, and then there was Beck, who I love. I saw him live, oh my God, in like 95 or 96.
Oh God, I saw
he
him
was
all
amazing.
the
And I was like, oh my God, I hope Beck wins. But I'm thinking in the back of my mind, no way in hell he's gonna win. And the look on his face when he won was priceless.
Oh,
he was
this
soft.
Asshole was like, oh, Beck got a Lifetime Achievement Award, and they just gave it to him for Album of the Year. I'm like, shut up. Have you even listened to the album? And then he came out and said, he's like, it was an okay album. I only listened to part of it. Well, then sit down. You don't get to say that if you haven't.
And even if you don't like it, that doesn't mean, what does that mean? Your opinion is the end-all, be-all in music? Get the fuck out
this
of here.
Grammys, and now Grammys are, the Oscars and the Grammys I take seriously because the peers are voting for the peers. The musicians are voting for the musicians.
Yeah.
So you know the right person. Sometimes they get it weird, but they don't really get it wrong.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the age shaming of Madonna last night, I mean, it's like, I want any bitch that's out there, okay, first of all, Madonna looks better at age 56 than some of these bits on their best day in their 20s. Sorry.
Oh, well, look at Ariana Grande. She looks like a baby doll dressed in hooker clothes.
But, I mean,
just...
And she goes out there and she's dancing. She's not everybody's cup of tea. I get that. She is my queen, but she's not everybody's cup of tea. But she's singing. She's dancing.
Oh,
she
Madonna?
Looks amazing.
Oh, Madonna.
At
you know
56
what? You
years
know
old, if only. I don't care if it takes a team of surgeons, the blood of seven virgins, and a hyperbaric chamber to make me look like that at 56. I'm gonna. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's probably pretty much what her recipe is. But hey, she can afford it. But the thing is Madonna, she is so unapologetic herself. Like, she pushes boundaries. All these bitches that are out right now who, like, and Gaga, all these ones that like to push the envelope, that was Madonna.
She's already,
it's
like,
way for
exactly.
That.
They're there because she was there first.
Yes.
So have a couple of seats.
Yes.
It was more,
she's the
I was
female
more
pop
upset.
Elvis, you know? I mean, she was, oh my gosh, when she was gyrating on the stage like a virgin, I thought my parents were going to have a heart attack. And I was Madonna 6 years in a row after that. She was amazing.
Yes.
You know, I was like, oh,
yeah.
You know, I went out and bought like 1,000 jelly bracelets
yes,
and some lace hair ties and lace shirts.
I got in trouble. I went to Catholic school and I had those lace fingerless gloves.
Yes.
And I wore them. And I got in huge trouble because it was not uniform. And then I got sassy, like, they're keeping my hands warm. And they're like, lace doesn't keep your hands warm. Oh, yeah, I had to sit out in the hall for a while on that one.
You put some fur, put like a fur trim on there. Like, now it is. And I remember, like, you know, like, going to school with my hand, like, my bracelets and my lace and my skirt with my
yes.
leggings underneath. And then I had, like, a natural little, like, mole on the side of my mouth. It wasn't where hers is, but it was like some, and they were all like, wow.
I know. And then those horrible,
you're so lucky. I'm like, it's a mole,
those,
but okay.
Yeah. Those horrible, witch boots that those ankle witch boots that were
yes.
that super soft leather. Oh yeah. I had
I was
those.
Too young. I couldn't wear it. Then my parents wouldn't buy me.
Oh, I had them
that.
In flats. I didn't have them in heels. I had them in flats.
I had heels. I didn't even know they made the flats. I was living in Roswell, New Mexico. Shit. We had a Miller's Outpost and a Bill's or whatever the hell you want to call
I'm
it.
I'm sorry, girl. I had
yeah, now, yeah, now, you know, that's why I make up for it by having a million pairs of shoes and, you know, a closet of crazy amounts of clothes. But yes. So all those bitches who are talking about how old Madonna is, sit down.
Yeah,
and
really.
Prince, hello. You notice how, like, the most celebrated people of the night were, like, Madonna, Prince, AC/DC. Yeah, what generation do they hail from? Exactly.
Well, I mean, even, like, Gwen Stefani and Adam Levine just didn't fit in during that night. It, like, it
yeah.
wasn't... there's something... There's a different class. I mean, I can't think of... Sia might be in that class. There's just a different class of superstar that, you know, they're like the upperclassmen in high school. They sit together with their leather jackets, and they lettered in varsity football, so they're better than all of us.
Yeah.
That's kind of yep. how it is at the Grammys. I mean, you can see who lettered in music and who's still on the JV team, and a lot of the people on stage last night are still on the JV team.
Yeah.
Including Beyonce. Beyonce, to me... I get a lot of flack because people think I hate Beyonce. I don't hate Beyonce at all. I don't get Beyonce. I don't get why you're supposed to think she is this great thing, where to me she's just a Diana Ross that tries too hard.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say this because I'm probably going to get flagged for it, but I like, if I, like, out of that little category, I like Rihanna.
I was just going to say, if we're judging on art and people doing different things, I totally team Rihanna on that.
Yeah.
Which will piss Beyonce
she's
off.
She's talented.
Rihanna's texting jail.
Yeah, well, she's doing more than texting him, allegedly.
Allegedly.
How did he get so popular? Allegedly. No, and I'm glad she did, though, because you know what? At the end of the day, Jay-Z is whatever weird, crazy-ass things he's into. He's talented, and he makes – he's talented with making women stars. He is good with taking who they are and making a brand and filling out their talents and making sure they're highlighted. I mean, I think what he did with Rihanna is awesome because I like her music. She's crazy. I wish
she
wouldn't
go for
movie
theaters.
She's
still allowed to be herself, and I think that that's what sets her apart from Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce, totally. To me, is just like, they're going to try to do Whitney Houston and have the story end differently. Everything is so crafted. Everything is so manufactured.
Yep. And her music just gets worse and worse, in my opinion.
Yes, tell me. I can't think of a single song, some single ladies, that I have even liked of hers.
Yeah. I don't. You know what? They all sound the same to me. I don't. There's nothing memorable. There's nothing I can think of at the top of my head that I'm really like, oh, that song that came in. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
nope.
I think Drunk in Love is like when my daughter plays the ukulele and screams into her microphone. That,
nice.
To me, is what Drunken Love sounds like. Oh, my God. Tater got a microphone, like an actual stand and a microphone that is so freaking loud, and she insists on singing songs all the time.
Wow.
She got it from her dad's family, and I'm like, oh, gee, great. This is the best toy ever.
Sounds like the funness that we are experiencing since my son got drums for Christmas.
So did mine, but I make mine. Mm-hmm. Well, you probably have real drums. He's got a drum pad. And, well,
ours is real.
I'm like, put your headphones on!
Yeah. It's, you know what? Most of the time, it's really great to listen to. It really is. It's kind of a cool, you know, especially since he's taking lessons, so he's actually starting to sound like he's doing something instead of just banging away. And but sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to hear it, but I'm still like, sounding good, buddy, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just like that moment where you're like tired or stressed, and then you hear these loud drums banging around, but most of the time. And then our daughter got a keyboard that's like a really awesome keyboard piano, and she's taking piano lessons, and she's teaching herself songs from YouTube, which I don't even know how you do that.
Oh, they
whatever.
Have tutorials. They have the chord progression.
Yeah. So she's doing that and taking lessons. So when she's all stressed out, like she was really stressed out about her homework tonight and was having a hard time finding the answer she needed. And so she sat down and starts playing music and we were like, oh, it's like, and then we realized, wait a minute, get back up and finish her homework. But it's really nice. But yeah, I totally get what you're saying on all that. I went off on a tangent, but hey, I'll own it.
It's okay. No, I mean, I think it's great when they play. You know, my mom hated the beginning music part. You know, we had to practice in the garage because she just couldn't deal with my brother on the clarinet and me on the viola. I mean, we were just a mess. And she's like, get your asses in the garage. And then my baby brother played saxophone and it sounded like a goose being strangled. But,
oh my gosh.
No, it's funny because, you know, my son's little, so he's just basically bam bam on the drums and he wears headphones and... but my girls are older, and my oldest, she's really serious. She plays guitar, and she's very serious about it. And she does the same thing with the YouTube tutorials, and she's trying to learn Luke Bryan songs. And then there's my middle daughter, who is just special.
Yeah.
And she plays the ukulele. Of course she plays the ukulele.
The ukulele. Like, where did that come from?
Well, okay, because here's why. Because in my family, my dad, we learned how to read music on an organ. Because my grandparents had an old organ. So we learned how to our basic chords and learned how to read music playing the organ. Then we learn to play the ukulele because it's easy for the fingering and stuff because the strings are real light and there's only four strings and it's easier to learn the ukulele and then you go into the harder strings. So my kids always start with the ukulele. Well, Tater doesn't think she has such a mind. I don't know if Jay's like this because they're a lot alike. She has kind of like that analytical mind, that engineer kind of mind. So when she's doing her chords, she's like singing the chord name as she's strumming. She's like, F major, F major, F major, D minor, F major, D minor. It's like, can you just say it in your head?
I think it's because he's playing the drums. It's a little different when you're playing drums versus like hearing a tune from a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's like, boom, 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 you know? So it's hard to be like, you know? He's making enough noise with his instrument, whereas she's in her head, like, counting her notes.
Yes.
And,
well, then she's gonna, she's in musical theater at the performing arts school, and she's doing Sound of Music. And so every time there's a key change, she's practicing Do, Re, Mi, and she, every time there's a key change, she actually yells, key change. She's holding a note, and then before the next note starts, she goes, key change! And then she changes the key. It's like having Rain Man in my house.
Burn the baby. Flopping her at four.
Oh my gosh. Oh, guess what, girl? She got four more babies over the weekend, too.
I saw one of them. Thanks. How does somebody get that many babies? Who's buying all these babies?
Because she's got a large extended family on her father's side, and they do big birthday parties when she goes down there. And her grandpa takes her shopping, and, you know, where they're from, they have the biggest Walmart you have ever, it's like a city. And,
sorry.
It's like the only thing they have. And,
think about this, if you ever bring her down to Atlanta for some reason, think about that. Think about where you're going to be. Bet where you're gonna have to go every weekend to see the babies born out of the cabbages.
Hell no. I'm hoping she's getting over it now. But no, he takes
clearly
it.
Not if she got four new babies.
Well, he takes her shopping, so she gets this microphone thing, which is now the bane of my existence, and then she gets more babies. And then she has her birthday party down there, and her aunts and uncles and cousins buy her babies. Oh, too many babies.
I don't know how.
And then there's
that.
There's one she got. I want to like scare you with it.
No, well, she took a picture of one and that I saw.
Well, there's no. She's got twins and they're like newborn. Their eyes don't open.
Oh.
I'm like, they look like dead babies. Get them away from me.
God.
Oh. And then she's got this huge one that's like life size. Actual 3-month-old. It's heavy like a 3-month-old. It wears real diapers.
Why? I know how to cure this. I know how to cure this. I just realized I know how to cure her baby thing.
Huh.
So I was watching this Destination Truth show, like on the Sci-Fi Channel, and they go to this island that's supposedly haunted that like natives like won't even go to, and there's this huge like. It used to be like a prayer center or a worship center, and it almost looks like a giant gazebo. And of course, it's at night, so I'm having a hard time making out what the hell all this shit is. But so there's all these things nailed to the wood of this gazebo. I mean, and it's just covered, like you can't even see the wood. It's covered everywhere with stuff. And there's a baby doll. And it's one of those ones that has the eyes that open and close, like depending on
my nightmare.
And
one.
It's nailed to the board, and they put their camera on it, and they're like, "Oh God!" because they were doing like the electromagnetic like thing where it was going on, and it was going off really high. And they take it, and all of a sudden they shine the, you know, it's like dark, so they've got this, you know, like camera, and. It trains onto this baby doll that's nailed to the wood, and they get up, they start getting closer to it, and it gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and then they're like, oh God, don't do it, don't do it, and the freaking baby's eyes opened. I was
Hell no.
I was like freaking out. I was like, oh my God. I'm gonna send that to you. You can show that to her. I guarantee you all those babies will be thrown out the next day.
No, she'll be like, bye-bye. But we've had a I told her, and I'm like, listen, you've got 40. We are having a moratorium on the baby collecting. Because she's taken over the upstairs closet, the over-the-stairs closet. Her room is the biggest room in the house, and it's full of babies. Like, we're done. We're not playing baby hoarders.
That's really excessive.
So, yeah. I'm like, you're going to have to give each one of them attention. I tried to make her feel bad. Like, you know, you played with these all weekend, and you've got 30 up in the closet in their nursery that miss their mommy, and, you know.
She's like Octo Mom.
Luckily, she's only 8, but.
You know, you should tell. Maybe you should quit school and dedicate your life to taking care of all these babies because they need your help. Look at them. They don't want to be in the closet all day. They need to all be walked. So you can load up maybe 5 a trip and walk them up and down the street, and then it's in lunchtime.
She's got a bust down baby carriage that.
Yep.
We rent this house from my friends, and my friend had a daycare in this house. So she has this umbrella stroller that she left behind for Emma that has kind of like a wobbly wheel in the front. So it's like this bust-down flea market umbrella stroller.
Oh my gosh.
That she pushes down the street every day with her dolls in it.
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry, everybody. I get like at night my cough kicks in and it's really bad. Sorry, I don't mean to be coughing in everybody's ear.
You're not bothering me.
So.
When you're laughing and I hear that, I'm like, yeah. Oh God, please cough. Please cough. Okay.
It sounds like I smoke a pack of Marlboros a day. I mean, I just have like so much. Oh, speak of the devil. We just conjured her up. She's looking at me through my door with the baby in her arms.
With the baby?
Yes. Red rum, red rum.
Gosh.
Oh, man. Okay, so the last 10 minutes, we got to talk about Bobby Christina. Girl, this is happening in, like, your backyard.
I know. It's crazy.
So now, I guess
so sad.
The brother husband is, who isn't really her husband or her brother, is being investigated because I guess she came to the hospital with injuries to her face.
With what?
Injuries to her face is the latest report from TMZ.
No. I didn't hear nothing about that. I haven't been reading up on it today, but I know that he was under investigation for marks. I just didn't know where they were.
No, it looks like it's on her face. And, I mean, we all know how this is going to end. Save some miracle. We all know. I think that they're being... this is going to make me a horrible person. My handbasket is decorated. I know I'm going to hell. I think they're going to wait and let her go on the anniversary of Whitney's death so they can share the same... date of death.
Oh, I thought the same thing. Don't worry. I've already thought the same thing. I feel like, yeah.
Because it will, I don't know, people do weird things like that. My dad and my uncle died on the same day, and it was very spooky. So, I don't know.
How do you think it's going to turn out on that investigation?
I don't think, I mean, they have
I don't
friend,
think he killed her. I think she was on something.
I think they tussled.
I think they tussled all the time, though. I mean, the rumors.
I think there was a blowout fight in the morning. My personal speculation, having been in a volatile relationship, blowout fight in the morning. He was getting ready to go somewhere. She wanted to know where he's going, probably, or the other way around. Who knows? And he left. Or maybe, like, ignored her or whatever. And so she's like, fuck you, motherfucker. And then she probably took a bunch of pills, would be my guess, and put herself in the bathtub, and a tragedy happened.
Yep.
Because that was her way of coping with the abandonment. This poor child had been codependent with her mother. It was her only long-term relationship. Her father abandoned her and had more children. She really didn't have friends to speak of. It seemed like she had new randos coming through the door every few months, like drug addicts do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're around all the time, but they're around all the time for a reason. I mean, there's reasons why those people are around, hanging around our house. They're saying this guy was at her house letting the cable guy in.
Right.
So, Okay.
Well, and also just having relatives that are junkies.
Totally,
It's
yeah.
always a revolving door of new people. There's really never anybody that stays around longer than a couple of weeks. I mean, just,
Yep.
I can remember going, I won't say who, I can remember going to a relative's house often, and it would be a new dude on the couch every week or a new chick. It's like, who are you
Yeah.
people? Where did you meet that? It's like,
Yep.
oh, this is my best friend. And it's like, well, you had a best friend 2 weeks ago, you know? So that's just how junkies, they can't keep anybody in their life longer than 2 weeks. So
Yep.
it's very sad. I mean, this girl never hardly had a shot. I do feel bad for Bobby Brown. I know people think Bobby Brown is a colossal piece of shit, and yes, probably. But I think after Whitney died, he tried to step up and be something for this girl, and she rejected him because she was hurt. But I think that it's tragic for him that he seems like the kind of person that owns a lot of responsibility in that. He's been the scapegoat of her mother's family for a decade.
Yeah.
And I watched Being Bobby Brown all those years ago, and what stuck out to me about Bobby Brown is how devoted he was to Whitney. He was her caretaker. Do you remember
Yeah.
that? Did you watch that show?
Oh, just not a lot, not all of it,
There was
very
an
little.
episode of Being Bobby Brown that Whitney had done. When you do a lot of narcotics, you
Where,
can't.
yeah, she couldn't poop.
And he dug her poop out with his
That's
finger.
so nasty.
I'm sorry. My previous and my current ain't getting any poop dug out.
No, I would rather
I'd be
I'd
like, here's
dig
an
it out
enema.
myself. Yeah, I'll dig it out myself or I'll let somebody else dig it out.
So, I
Mm-mm.
mean, I think Bobby's got a lot of demons. I don't think at his heart he's a bad guy. And I think that he tried to show up for his daughter, but his daughter had either been loyal to her mother or brainwashed. You don't know what went on there. It's all very sad. And I don't think anything's going to happen with the brother husband. I think they're just opening an investigation to open an investigation. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it turns out.
I
Same
don't
with
think there's
Bruce
going to be
Jenner.
any evidence, but yeah.
Same with Bruce Jenner. I mean, he was in a chain reaction accident, and he directly caused the fatality of a person yesterday. And it'll be interesting to see how that turns out too, because he might have been a distracted driver or at fault
Records will
somehow.
tell.
Yeah, I guess.
We'll see about that,
The world's
Bruce.
so cray.
Brucia.
Brucia, Brucilla.
Bruce Arena, or whatever the hell your
You
name's
know
gonna
what? On
be.
that level, you know, he's supposed to have this big special where he comes out as transgendered. And round of applause. That is hard for anybody to do. They're gonna do it the Kardashian way and shove it down our throat and make it sensationalized, which it shouldn't need to be.
No. Nobody, I don't care. Good for you. Whatever you need, whatever. It just doesn't like, I'm not against it. I'm not, I whatever he wants. I just don't, that whole platform of what they exist on, I don't care.
No, I don't. What I have trouble with, and this is my own stereotypical brain working, he's still so, even though he's allegedly transitioning into a woman, he's still so macho. I
Yeah,
mean,
he's driving around in an Escalade with a dune buggy on the back. I'm
so he's
like,
off-roading in a four-wheeler.
why aren't you like out getting your I mean, I don't want to stereotype, but I'm really surprised. I was like, wow, you
Know,
know,
and
he's
that to me is like, okay, well, what we know of transgender older men is that they want to feel. I'm not saying you can't feel pretty if you go dirt biking, but I mean, it just is such a dichotomy. And it seems like you don't. Wouldn't he rather be like with the ladies who lunch?
Yeah,
I don't.
that was strange. Maybe he was taking it somewhere for somebody. Like, that's why I was like, what are you doing with that dune
I
buggy?
mean,
Like,
he's got the Brazilian blowout and the nails on point, and you
yeah.
know, his skin is all like
He's
dewy,
wearing
and then he's
these little
going.
driving moccasins, and then here he is with this big old dune buggy. I'm like, what? That don't make no sense.
I know, and I'm like, ah, oh. And I just, you know, and I think a lot of people have problems with his transition, especially because he is a decathlete. I mean, to
Yeah.
be a decathlete, you have to be the best of the best kind of athlete. That's 10 track and field events.
Yeah.
And he was so macho and all-American. I mean, he was basically a god in the late 70s, and then now he looks like something that went wrong in Boca Raton.
Yeah, he does. He's done so much crazy stuff to his face. It's
Yeah,
like,
there's a lot of
oh.
self-loathing going on there. I don't pity the man.
Yeah. Ooh.
So.
Not even on I want to be a woman level, just on any woman wouldn't even do that
Well,
to their
yeah.
face, you
Oh.
know?
That's what I wanted to talk about. Did you see that unaltered? Okay, so they did an age progression photo of Michael Jackson if he had not had any work done. Did you see that?
No.
There is an age progression. I'll have to send it to you so you can see it. Guys, look this up. I'm sure you can just Google it. There is a they some photographer did an age progression photo of Michael Jackson before Off the Wall, before he had any of work done on his face, what he would look like today at 57 years old. And girl, that is a handsome man.
Oh, he was always handsome. I mean, why?
He
What is
cut.
it where in your head that you, these people that have the money, I mean, look at that other lady, that princess or count, whatever the hell she was, that looks like a giant, I don't even know what she looks, it looks so
Well,
off.
just look at the Real Housewives. I mean, look at Brandy
Ugh.
Glanville. She can deny
Not
all
even
day
though, this
long.
looks distorted. This doesn't even look like a face anymore,
Oh,
you
you mean
know?
Jocelyn
Like,
Wildenstein? That lady?
yes.
But I
Yes.
mean, even on minor levels, I mean, you see like the Real Housewives, those that get
Yeah.
their cheeks done and their lip. I mean, it just they become cartoon characters and. There, I maintain that there's a lot of self-loathing there. I mean, we all have our flaws and we all want to, work with what we got, but I don't think the majority of people want to alter themselves.
I don't think that they realize just how dramatic it looks when you're like on a camera or on, you know, like when you go through little nips and tucks and you see yourself every day, you don't really take stock of what you're losing. It's like you're doing it, it's your face, you see it all day, every day. It's us that then, you know, you appear and you're like, ah, you know, like you just don't. I don't think they truly grasp how dramatic it is, the change.
That's why
And
you should have all of your plastic surgery approved by a third party.
oh, many third parties, because some of them are just going to tell you what you want to hear, you know? It's
No, you
just,
wouldn't tell me what I wanted to
oh,
hear.
hell, you know I won't. You know I
I wanted to
won't.
cut my hair a couple weeks ago, and you're like, girl.
No, your head's too big. I won't let you, or I will send you wigs. No, and you do the same for me. Yes, but some people that have that, those types of people that have people around them that tell them what, you know what I mean? These
Yeah.
people have people around them that tell them what they want. You think people who are hanging around Michael Jackson told him he looks like a mask? I mean, I don't think so. You
No, it
think
was
that.
just tragic. I mean, I think a lot of Michael's problems were from that deep self-loathing he
Yeah.
had for himself, but just to see that
But I
unaltered.
think a lot of think Michael stemmed from major childhood
Oh,
trauma. Like
sure. Oh, sure.
he went through, and I don't think it was just his dad. He was abused on I
Oh,
think
I'm
a
sure
lot
he
of
was passed
levels.
around and it's tragic and it's
Yeah.
horrible.
It I mean that's the only thing that can
'Cause
make
that
sense
was
to
the
me.
norm in the back in the day. I mean even now you hear of these producers getting hauled away for passing the kids around. It's disgusting.
Yep, and it happens so much and people don't even realize it. But to see that, to see Bruce Jenner, which now we're seeing him transition into a woman, it's making so oh, the pieces are coming together now as to why he's altered his appearance so
Yeah.
dramatically.
Yeah.
And then Michael Jackson, and then you know, you see all these people that had everything and you know, and their life seems so perfect, and then you see them end like this, or they not end, but you know, Michael Jackson was an end, but you know, or transition and make just okay. The transitioning into a woman is nothing, it's what you did to your face all those years before, you
Yeah.
know. Like, shoot, I mean, I think it's very brave and amazing for somebody to come to the terms that you know they want to change genders that they felt like they
Publicly
were
change. I mean,
always, yeah.
this isn't your Uncle Bruce doing it quietly in some Pennsylvania town.
No. This is somebody who's got to do it in front of millions. And the thing is, I'm sorry. Don't tell me that his wife had no fucking idea all these years that this is where... She's
denied
it.
They made jokes about it. I'm keeping up with the Kardashians.
It's disgusting.
She's just denying it because she, so horrible. A, doesn't want the blame, and B, doesn't want to look stupid.
And she doesn't give a shit about him, because nobody who really cared and loved their husband, all you know, would ever make that into a punchline. You cannot make jokes at people's expense that you love. You want to make fun of yourself? Fine. Make fun of yourself on TV. Go for it. But when you start throwing other people under the bus for entertainment, nope. That's fucked up. You don't do that. And she's just a nasty piece of work. And I never saw any, I've never seen one show that ever featured any, not one. I will not watch them. I've never watched them.
I've only watched it like while channel checking. Yeah.
Yeah.
All I gotta know is that my mom is obsessed with that show and I don't ever want to watch it.
Your mom is?
Yeah, my mom is obsessed. Why? With keeping up with, because she's a shut-in and that's her entertainment. She also is obsessed with Dog the Bounty Hunter, so whatever.
Ew. Ew.
She cry.
Yep. Well, true that.
We out of time, girlfriend.
We be out of time?
Yep, yep.
Alright. I'm cool with that.
So, that's it for us. Check us out at wineandsass.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Wine and Sass TV.
Yes, or you can ask Jen for my inmate number if things go south in the south down here.
Girl, we know here at Wine and Sass, we are going to keep you in magazines and soda. That's what you really only need get by. And, yeah. You'll be all right. I've given you
that. And some good hair. I need some good hair products.
Girl, you only get suave in the joint. That's all you get. What? You only get.
No, I need my spray. I need my dry shampoo.
No, you get suave or VO5. You want dry shampoo, you got to make friends with somebody in the kitchen for some cornstarch.
They won't even let you mail it in.
Mail it in? Let me tell you a funny story about mailing things in. When I was in boot camp, I went down south, southern Illinois, like on the Kentucky border, and it was crazy. The sun was crazy, and I had my head shaved. It was just terrible, and my grandmother was very, very concerned about the condition of my skin in such conditions. So she, at boot camp, where they are like, "What'd you get in the mail, maggot?" She sent me, like, oil of Olay. And wrote me a letter that I had better be moisturizing morning, noon, and night. Now, in boot camp, you don't get to order, like, personal care items. You're going to borrow soap and a tube of aloe vera gel. That's all they give you.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was confiscated when the mail came in as contraband, and I got reamed. Like, I had to do, like, 77 push-ups. Yo, grandma sent you moisturizer? You ain't entering no beauty pageant, maggot!
Oh, my God.
That was, like, Full Metal Jacket. So, yeah, I don't want to get you in trouble. So, I can't send... Usually, the only things you can send to inmates are, like, magazines and books.
Wow. Well, can you, like, spray the pages with it, and then I'll just rub it onto my head?
No, honey, you're going to have to get tight with the girl in the kitchen.
Like Red?
Like Red. She'll get you some cornstarch.
Oh. Nah, I'm good. I just shower every day.
Yeah. Don't drop the soap.
No. All right. Well, and that, my friends, is the more you know.
The more, and now here, this is me going the shooting star. The one that Katy Perry wrote on.
Yep. I wish I could write on that. That'd be awesome.
All right, everybody. Check us out on iTunes for shows you might have missed. And we will see you guys next week. I promise not to cough so much next week. I promise.
Aww.
Oh, let me announce this real quick. If you guys are in the Chicago area, you guys can come see me perform a monologue with the Loose Chicks in Rogers Park on April 24th. So, as soon as we have the posters for that, you can check it out on the Wine and Sass Facebook page.
Yeah, somebody go and record it and send it to me.
Oh, girl, I'll have it recorded.
Okay, good girl.
Yeah, it's the Loose Chicks is a lot like the Vagina Monologues, just telling 10-minute monologues about life and life stories. I obviously have a lot to pull from, and it's going to be pretty good. I called my monologue Ode to a Coffee Pot.
That's awesome.
All right, guys. Take care. We'll see you guys next week. Night on the show.
Night.